Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Coordinator, Bob Kempf. All right, so we do have some inclement weather coming in for the latter part of the week. What are some things that people might want to look out for with that?
Well, as far as the stuff that's supposed to come in here today on Wednesday, we're looking at anywhere from about 2 inches of snow up to the 6 inches of snow range, basically starting with a wintry mix around the noontime area and then moving into a heavier winter mix with more snow mid-afternoon, and then the heaviest snow coming in the evening of Wednesday. As far as the amount of snow and stuff like that, we're looking at probably a 90%, 95% probability of more than a couple of inches. And then as far as up around the 6-inch mark, we're probably looking more in the range of about a 20% probability of that.
All right. And after that snow gets down, what are some things that people might want to watch out for? You know, something like black ice or any slush or anything that would be coming in with it.
Yeah, we're at a temperature range for the rest of the week to where we're going to have refreeze basically every night with them treating the roads and using the sand. We're going to have a lot of melt. We're going to be right around the freezing area during the daytime temperatures. So we're going to have a lot of melting going on. And then with this being a heavier snow, there's going to be a large moisture content. So then as we get down below the freezing into the upper 20s, at night, we're going to have that areas where we've got the bridges, the curves, the culverts, things like that, where we're going to get a refreeze throughout the night, every night, for the rest of the week.
All right. And with those refreezes, that's a very common way to see black ice come into effect. I know it's really hard to see no matter what you're doing, but is there anything people can do to try and be on the watch out for it?
Use your long beam headlights. Actually makes it easier to see sometimes. Of course, increasing the distance between you and other vehicles and slowing down, anticipation, if you're needing to stop, you know, trying to pump your brakes instead of just slamming on your brakes and things like that are the easiest way to get around that.
Where are some places where that black ice might be the most common to see?
Oh, like I said, the most common places are going to be on your bridges, over culverts, in the curved areas, and of course county roads are more susceptible to it than the state highways just due to the amount of traffic that they have on it.
All right, and again, another thing that can happen with the heavier, more moist snow is that you get those slush mixes during the day, and then that'll refreeze. What kind of problems can that pose, having those slush mixes refreeze maybe in odd ways?
The slush throughout the day, even when it's there, if you get into a heavy slush, it can pull you towards, you know, the other lane or towards the ditch just simply because of the buildup. But then when you start to get the refreeze, it makes it more into a rut that will then take and pull you in the direction of whatever that track is.
If people do find themselves, you know, hitting those ruts or being pulled by slush one way or another, what are some things they can do to try and stay going the way they're wanting to go?
Well, it's probably the biggest thing is the normal thing we talk about, you know, steering into a skid where your back end, you know, if it's going towards the passenger side of your car, you want to turn your wheels to the right as you're slowing down to try and bring that back end back around so that the car's traveling in one direction. The other thing is like I said, avoiding excess braking. Excess braking is one of the things that just is not our friend in the wintertime.
Are there any other things that severe winter weather like this can pose that people need to be on the watch out for?
Well, with this being such a heavy moisture content with this snow, of course, you know, when you're out moving that snow, shoveling, you know, taking your time, taking some breaks. With the high moisture content, the snow becomes quite a bit more heavy compared to the snow that we had, you know, before Christmas that was so light and fluffy. So this is going to be much heavier, so we need to take and have thought of our physical conditions as we're out there moving it. Our temperatures and our winds should not be as bad as they were before Christmas. However, still, you know, if you're out there for an extended period of time, need to use the common sense about coming in, getting warmed up, you know, getting our nose and our fingers and our ears warmed up from being out in the cold weather.
All right, and we've touched on this before, but there are some different advisories and watches and warnings that come with winter weather. What's some of the differences between those?
Well, the advisory, which is what Adair County is under beginning at noon today on Wednesday, is that the conditions are favorable for that wintry mix. So they're probably going to experience more of the freezing rain, sleet, snow combination. A winter weather watch, which is what we were under on Monday and Tuesday, just means that the conditions are favorable for that type of weather to move into your area. And they usually put those out 48, 72 hours before the arrival of such storm. And then at noon today, Guthrie County goes under a winter weather warning, which means that it's imminent for the snow to hit that area with excessive accumulations of snow with possible icing underneath and things like that.
All right. And recently in another part of the state, there was a tornado, one of the earliest ones in state history. Is that something that going forward, maybe after this winter storm, there could be possibilities, you know, maybe not next week or the week after, but in a couple of months, something like that could happen again?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've had tornadoes in every month of the year here in Iowa. The one that happened last week there was the first one that happened in January since 1967. The one thing is, you know, in our winter months, the conditions have to be just right for that to happen, for everything to come together. But of course, as we go into February and of course March is a month that we don't know whether we're going to be in a winter pattern or summer pattern. Here in the last few years, it seems like our seasons switch straight from winter to summer or summer to winter. We don't have much spring or fall anymore. So as those conditions play out, that makes it very susceptible for, you know, if we have the wind shear and the lift in the storms and the moisture coming into the area, makes it very susceptible for that severe weather. Not so much the tornadoes, but the fact of severe weather with hail and damaging winds has over the years become much more prevalent earlier on. So I'm sure that we can anticipate having some of that. We've had here in Guthrie County several times to where we've had our early March severe weather.
All right. Thank you very much, Bob.
You bet, Marcus.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.